Chiune Sugihara became known as Japan's Schindler after Oskar Schindler, a German industrialist who saved about 1,200 Jews during the Holocaust by hiring them to work in his factories. Sugihara's humanitarian act of issuing visas to Jewish refugees fleeing the former Soviet bloc nation of Lithuania gave Richard Solomon's father and uncle the gift of life.
Well, my father was number 299 on the list. My uncle was number 27, part of the delegation to meet with Consul General Sugihara. But for this act of kindness and righteousness, they would have died and perished at the hands of the Nazis. Their journey allowed them for passage through Japan to Shanghai, from Shanghai to India, and then ultimately to the United States.
Showing photos of his father and uncle, Mr. Solomon, the co-founder of a Holocaust museum in Illinois, also shared how Sugihara's gesture inspired him.
This is my father here. This is number 299. This is my uncle, number 27. I only found this picture actually in the last year. It was part of a documentary. And his actions no less changed our lives. And it caused me to get involved with the foundation of the Sugihara family and also to build the Holocaust Museum I co-founded in Illinois in iconic Skokie, the Illinois Holocaust Museum and Education Center, which is now the second largest in the United States, and I would add has the largest collection of Sugihara memorabilia in the United States.
Yehuda Gelbfish, another descendant of a Sugihara survivor, described a document he held in his hand while reflecting on the bravery of the late Japanese diplomat who chose to do what was right, even when the whole world was against him.
This is actually the original Sugihara visa, which was issued, has safe for journey and safe transit through Curacao, it says here, signed by General Counsel Sugihara in his original signature, with the different, elements of the visa.
Sugihara became a persona non grata, a Latin expression for unwanted person, to his own government for issuing those visas. Chelin Gluck is the director of the movie Persona Non Grata.
We set out to do more than just a film about a man who issued visas, because we didn't want it to be all about the one act that he did, you know, that for which he's remembered. As you can see in the film, it starts out with him being declared persona non grata himself by the Russian government after his dealings in Manchuria. And having been a persona non grata himself, you know, he identifies, not in the same way, but in somehow, you know, emotionally with those people who are unwanted and have been chased away or have nowhere to go.
Sugihara's action has saved more than 6,000 families, said Mr. Gluck. 75 years later, those survivors now have an estimated 40,000 to 100,000 descendants. Susie Golkowitz is one of them.
My father was one of the few people in his class. I think there were only two other people that survived from his town. They were all left in Europe and didn't survive. And it's thanks to Mr. Sugihara and what he did for my father and then my uncle. And it's because of him that I had family and cousins and children.
The main message of the movie is one person's action can make a difference, said Mr. Gluck, adding that people should learn from the past.
We're facing the same problems again, perhaps, you know, not in exactly the same way, but we're having refugee problems, we're having, you know, groups being ostracized, we're having all of that again, and we cannot allow it to repeat itself.
Japan has since recognized Sugihara's heroism. His story and that of the survivors and their descendants helps remind the world of the threat posed to us all when genocide and crimes against humanity are allowed to occur. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.